You're listening to SBS News.
It's important that we make a very clear statement to these social media organisations that we expect their behaviour to change.
Communications Minister Mitch Fifield making the case for a tougher approach to social media companies who allow violent videos and other posts to appear online. Australia's move follows the Christchurch mosque shootings on March the 15th, which were broadcast by the gunman live on Facebook in a video which was then widely shared for more than an hour before being removed. Copies of the video continued to appear online for some time afterwards. It's now an offence in Australia for companies such as Facebook and Alphabet's Google, which owns YouTube, not to remove any videos or photographs that show murder, torture or rape without delay. Companies must also inform Australian police within a reasonable time frame.
Today, we are legislating against the weaponisation of social media. We are introducing a tough regime against the misuse and abuse of online platforms.
The broadcast of the mosque shooting video was condemned at the time by Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who described it as unacceptable. Mitch Fifield says it's perfectly reasonable to accept that what's unacceptable in the physical world should also be unacceptable in cyberspace.
The approach of this government to the online environment is that the rules and the norms that apply in the physical world should also apply in the online world. That's why we established the world's first e-safety commissioner, to be a one-stop shop for advice, education and enforcement.
The new law would see social media companies fined up to 10% of their annual global turnover and executives jailed for up to 3 years if violent content is not removed expeditiously. Attorney General Christian Porter says while he accepts it's hard for social media companies to police all video clips immediately, what happened on March the 15th was clearly unacceptable.
What is a reasonable belief? What is expeditious will always depend on the circumstances, and should one of those matters go to prosecution and trial, that would be a determination for a jury. But using the Christchurch example, I can't precisely say what would have been the point at time at which it would have been reasonable for them to understand that this was live streaming on their site or playable on their site and they should have removed it. But what I can say, and I think every Australian would agree, it was totally unreasonable that it should exist on their site for well over an hour without them taking any action whatsoever.
Meanwhile, in New Zealand, a parliamentary select committee has been hearing oral submissions on the government's fast-tracked firearm law changes. The committee has heard that the Christchurch gunman was able to buy his guns and magazines legally with his Category A gun licence. The changes in the gun law would ban military-style assault weapons. However, some gun rights activists have attacked the proposed rules as a feel-good law, which has been unfair on them. Opposition MP Judith Collins, a former police minister, told Radio New Zealand she's been shocked by the approach of some sections of the gun lobby, but encouraged by others.
What I've seen today is quite a lot of division and intolerance in some parts, or more extreme parts, of the gun lobby. I've also seen some really excellent work from the Pistol Association. I thought their submission was incredibly sensible and helpful around the issue of sports shooters.
The committee says the new rules wouldn't impact on the majority of the 250,000 licensed firearms owners in New Zealand, as it specifically dealt with military assault weapons. One of them is Noel Womersley, who provides a home kill service, shooting beasts for small farmers and cutting them up. The new rules will see him surrendering one of his guns, which he says he's happy to do.
People like their guns. Some people, I guess, would have liked to have been in the army. But that's why they have these military style weapons. But yeah, I think they'll be a bit pissed off. Yeah, some of them won't, like people like me won't care. There'll be a lot of people out there that have seen what's happened in Christchurch and they'll quite happily get rid of their guns because it's just devastating what happened.
Meanwhile, New Zealand police have announced the Australian 28-year-old arrested over the Christchurch terror attacks will face 50 murder and 39 attempted murder charges when he appears by video link in the High Court in Christchurch. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.